It's Monday, and that means time for another installment from KCRW's Sonic Trace Project, which tells stories about the immigrant experience in Southern California one voice at a time. This week, we meet a 25-year-old graffiti artist whose pseudonym is Reek. He asked us not to disclose his real name to protect his identity. He told Sonic Trace how spray paint changed his life.
One of my earliest memories was driving down the 10 freeway in downtown LA and seeing the backs of freeway signs and bridges with these crazy full-colored, like 10 to 20 colored, I didn't even know what it was called. Like, you know, now I know it's graffiti. It's just because of the spots, it seemed like a human wasn't capable of standing on. And just thinking, who did that? Why do they do that? And I remember people not talking about it. So I knew it was bad, but the colors they used and the style they had, that changed my life. It's just amazing. This general area here, my original idea was to do a dark blue where the bubbles landed. But as you know, after I looked at it, like say this specific spot, I realized, you know, it wasn't gonna work out. It was too much, it was too harsh on the eye. When I'm at the actual location, I usually switch up my sketch and sometimes the colors based on what I see works better. So I don't always go with what I initially thought would work best. There's just so much emotion in these pieces that you just see so much feeling to. It could be anger, and a lot of these emotions that kids in the inner city have aren't necessarily pretty things. They're not happy. They have to deal with different things. They have to deal with people trying to force their politics down their throat that they don't agree with. A lot of broken homes, you know, just a lot of different things. It's, you know, someone who doesn't let someone tell them what to do. They're going to do it anyway. It's just something that you have to do. Something, you know, you get in trouble for doing it and you're still going to do it because it gives you a certain feeling. All right, let's see where the night takes us. Where are my keys? I got it. Let's go.
You can hear more stories like Reek's at kcrw.com/sonictrace.